Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And a very good morning. Welcome in here on WQAM. The B team is in.
I don't like when you call me the B team.
The C team is in.
All right, that makes me a little bit more comfortable. We've been called
off the end of the bench here, and it is Hollywood. It is Omar Kelly, and it is Dan Day. And we are with you here on this Wednesday.
I'm like Tyler Hero coming into the game, just getting buckets.
You are. You're like Tyler Hero, often injured, but when you play, you're pretty good. We have a play-in game tonight. The play-in tournament rolls on. If you missed it last night, the Warriors, their season came to a close. They got mashed by the Sacramento Kings. How about that? I obviously did not stay up and watch that game, even though I'm a little wired right now because I had a shot of DJ Zog's Cuban coffee, so a little bit wiry right now.
How quickly does that thing hit you? Because I saw you take it like 3 minutes ago.
It's hitting.
It's starting to hit like three minutes?
Yeah, I mean, my leg is shaking. I got a little bit of a sweat going. So, yeah, I got to do this chair justice. I'm in Joe's chair this morning.
You didn't even come in and disinfect the room, which is not your usual norm.
I did. I have my wipe right here. I disinfected the entire area. Yeah, the problem is, and it's not in here as much. We have some people that work in the other room that are just grotesque. So
okay,
we have
so you
to
didn't
do that, but
do like a maniacal crazy cleaning.
Yeah, but
it's
no,
that room you do that.
It is the Cuban coffee is going. The Warriors season comes to an end at the hands of the Sacramento Kings, and then the early game, which I did spend. I watched the entire game. I could not turn away. The Lakers and the Pelicans, what a fantastic game that was.
Until Zion couldn't finish.
Zion could not finish the game, a hamstring injury. And that was a kind of an anticlimactic way to end what ended up being a really great game. The Pelicans went up early. They were up double digits. The Lakers came back and looked like they were going to just blow them out. And then the Pelicans came storming back and you're right, Zion does not finish the game, and the Lakers are able to pull away in the final moments. LeBron James, it really is incredible, Omar. And talking to some of my guys last night, and we're all 38, 37, 38, that range.
Yeah.
LeBron's a year older than us, and I just texted, I go, LeBron, think about this. LeBron is a year older than us. Most of us can't even move. And this guy
is
out there.
Oh, wait, it gets worse, by the way, just so you know.
I know. And this, LeBron's out there taking charges from Zion, who, look, I don't know what people think of Zion's game. There's obviously a lot of brute force involved in his game. And, again, unfortunately.
He's like a bull on a basketball court.
Yeah, he couldn't finish the game last night. But what LeBron is able to do at that age with that much mileage on his body is one of the more miraculous things we will ever see in sports. So
I think it is the most miraculous thing.
It may very well be. I don't think we'll ever see anything like that. And the only thing I guess you could throw in that category is what Brady did.
That didn't require athletic feet. And
I agree with you on that one, actually.
The greatest athletes that I've ever seen in my lifetime are Deion Sanders and Bo Jackson. And both of them, Deion can barely walk. Well, I guess he can walk now, but he's lost toes. That's not healthy. And Bo Jackson, obviously, his career kind of fell apart at the end. But LeBron is, we're talking about a guy who's in his 40s. Isn't he 40?
He's 39. He's going to be 40. It really is just truly incredible what he's able to do. And, the thing that I always go back to on LeBron is we do this a lot in sports and, whatever. Living up to the hype, right? And hyping guys up to basically levels that they may not be able to ever reach. And yeah. I go back to Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama comes into the league this year, and the things that they're saying about this guy as he's coming into the league, it's like, man, they are setting this guy up to underachieve, right? Because like
he's going to change basketball.
I think Wembanyama's had a great season. He really did. They won 20 games. He had a great season. I don't know if I don't know if he's going to win, you know, four or five championships and be that guy that they, you know, they think that he's going to be. And look, I'm thrilled that he was able to make it through his first season without an injury. That to me is the most impressive part. But again, they set these guys up with these you know, this hype that they can't possibly reach. LeBron,
I'm like you. I was wondering if you were exaggerating on him winning 20 games. You were.
No.
He won 22. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. 22 games. LeBron was the most hyped athlete we've ever seen and may ever see. I mean, we were sitting around watching that guy's high school games.
Yes, we were.
And
yes, we were.
They were like, this guy is going to be. I mean,
that was, I think, the first time I ever remember watching high school games. And we're talking about.
I don't think I've watched one since.
I've watched plenty.
So
I think I watched Bronny's high school games.
Okay. Well, that was more of a novelty than the LeBron thing. But, you know, again, for him to not only live up to all of that crazy, crazy hype, but to exceed it in every possible way is one of the most amazing things. And he's still going, man. Pushing 40 now, he is still going at
Think about where all his peers are.
Yeah. I mean, the guys in that draft, right? Carmelo Anthony.
Chris
had
Paul
a
was
tremendous
in there, wasn't
career.
He?
Yeah, he had a good. He has
Chris Paul still kicking,
still pretty good kind career.
He
going
can barely
for,
move.
Yeah, he is just about toast. Chris Bosh in that draft class as well. Obviously, he had a Hall of Fame career, but that was cut short.
D Wade
in that draft class, of course. That was, by the way, you talk about a great draft class, but it was an amazing draft class, and all those guys, a lot of those guys really exceeded, you know, everything they could, you could possibly want. But then you go back to LeBron, and man, oh man, you talk about coming in the league with a ton of hype, but then exceeding everything that they could ever have asked for. That guy has 40,000 points. He has records that are never going to be touched.
Greatest athlete probably of all time.
Not
the greatest basketball player.
I don't think you could argue
time,
that. I really don't think at this point you could argue that, because we have never seen a guy at that age who plays at that level. And he is still physical, man. He can still put his – he puts his shoulder down. He goes into guys. It is really, really impressive stuff. And like, this guy stopped kissing that whiny flopper. All right. You know, whatever. If that's what you think of LeBron, I say this, like, you know, whatever you think of him, you're going to miss this guy when he doesn't play anymore. So I would try to enjoy it. This is it. Like, this is going to be his final run here. Coming up. Like, it's either this year, next year, or the year after. Like, this is it's wrapping up. It's
3-year window?
It's coming to a close, is what I would say.
Especially since his team has been in the play-in for the last 2 years. And they're you know what's interesting about the NBA, especially the Western Conference? The changing of the guards with all these teams, young teams like the Timberwolves and
the Thunder.
Yeah, like, these are the best teams in the league, and it's not even debatable. And then we've got the teams like Golden State that are being sent home.
So the Golden State thing is also sad, and I will tell you that Steph Curry is also in that conversation of guys that are reaching the major tail end of their career. Steph,
I think Draymond Green
now
is reaching the tail end of his
Draymond
career.
Green's been old for a while. But Draymond Green, you know, whatever. He just can't really play at any sort of level anymore. But, yeah, man, Steph is another one of those guys, and it is time to pass the torch here. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who you'll see on Oklahoma City, is a fantastic player. You'll see a tremendous young player tonight on the Sixers, by the way, in Tyrese Maxey, who was turned into a very nice player, and Joel Embiid, who probably would have been the league MVP if he didn't get hurt, right? So you got those two guys to deal with tonight. Should be a hell of a game for the Heat. And here's the scenario, by the way. If you win tonight, you're in, and you play the Knicks in the first round.
Yes. Which is what you want.
And let's go, because I think the Heat can pound the Knicks in a seven-game series. I'm not sure that reaches game six.
That's what we deserve.
Well, they don't deserve anything, Omar. I mean, come on now.
You're talking about the Knicks.
The Knicks are a two seed.
The Heat put themselves in this situation. You know, so again, like, they got to win this game tonight. The last thing you want to do is screw around with an elimination game. Because if you lose tonight, then you do play in a play-in elimination game against the winner of the Bulls and Hawks. So,
and the winner of that.
So a seven-game NBA series, usually the most talented team comes out on top, right?
Yes.
It's seven games. You can have that game where you have a bad shooting night or you're not playing your A game. If you do that in the second play-in game, you have an off-shooting night, the ball just doesn't fall for you that night, your season's over. Ask the Warriors how that goes. So, again, this is a big one tonight for the Heat. They're five-point underdogs.
Yes.
By the way, in this game against Philly tonight, five-point
and
underdogs.
And it's a justified
absolutely
line.
It's fair.
I think it's fair. This is a long-distance three-pointer away from victory. This is not going to be an easy one.
So there you go. A lot of texts coming in here early this morning. We do, no matter what your take is this morning, we do appreciate your text. 305-567-0560. That is the Kendall Toyota text line.
Wait till my hater crowd wakes up. Oh,
I know.
My God.
I got to tell
it's
you,
gonna
man.
It's going to be amazing.
So there's the NBA situation. By the way, before I get to this really quick, the Panthers clinched the Atlantic Division last night. They beat the Toronto Maple Leafs. They got a little help last night as well from Ottawa. And the Panthers and Lightning will do battle.
What a second period, by the way.
Yeah. Hold on.
They're
wait a
losing
wait.
2-0 and then 4-2 all of a sudden.
So it's the Panthers and Lightning. It's like the Florida Cup.
I don't know. Is there a name for that thing? Like we need a name, like the war on the turnpike or something. Because like when USF would play UCF, that was a war on I-4. So the Panthers theoretically could take I-4 to get to this game, but you have to go up. I-4 is the one that goes across from Tampa to Orlando.
Yeah, okay, that's what it is.
Yeah. That's I-4. So like I-4 is like if you're ever going to like Universal.
So but what's Alligator Alley? Is that
Alligator Alley is I-75.
Okay, so it's a battle on I-75.
Yeah, so if the Panthers were leaving from Sunrise and they mm-hmm. wanted to get to Tampa, that would be their best route, would just be to take 75.
I wonder if they take
shot.
A bus or if they get on a plane. I'm sure they get on a plane. They got a ton of equipment, but
that's a great question, because the bus, like, you get there in 4 hours on a bus.
I don't want to get there in 4 hours.
The flight
get there
is really
minutes.
Short, but then it's like, you know, you got to get to the airport,
you got
to
get checked
you
in
the plane, you check
yeah you got
somewhere offline commercially, obviously. But have you ever flown on one of those planes?
I'm sure I have.
So I got to go a few times with the Hurricanes basketball team.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, someone who obviously always flies commercial, it is a delightful experience.
Private
it is
time?
A truly, truly delightful experience. They drive you up to the plane on the tarmac.
Yeah, of course.
So you answer your question. They fly. They don't take a bus.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But what about the equipment?
Because wouldn't you rather
the equipment buses? I would.
Equipment.
Right?
You'd rather just like load it one time and then unload it one time, as opposed
to truck.
They do travel with the equipment on truck. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dolphins, I assume, do that. I mean, they got to bring a million things to these games. That's why I don't think these off-season football leagues are going to last.
Because the equipment travel?
Sometimes they don't realize, like,
yeah, the that's immense, it. That's why they're not going to
no,
last,
not
the
that,
equipment
but
travel.
The immense expense that it takes to get, you know, to take a road trip as a professional team. But I did want to get back to this here, Omar. By the way, congratulations again to the Panthers. We'll have all the Panthers playoff games here on WQAM. Heat tonight on WQAM. So it's a busy time for us here at the station. But somebody sent – I just was going through Twitter last night. I like to see some of the crazy stuff people send you. And I told you this morning, I go, Omar, like, somebody sent you this tweet yesterday. Are they serious on this? They actually asked you if the Dolphins could draft Tua's younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
Tagovailoa, something, whatever it is. They asked you if they could sign this guy. They go, like, sibling
he'd be great competition.
Would be great competition. And you sent back the Elmo, just like looking forward. I thought that was a very good reply. But like I asked you, I mean, are people serious sometimes when they say this? They're like, that couldn't
this morning,
serious, coherent thought.
No, that was a very serious, coherent thought. And I appreciate all those who share those thoughts with me. Sometimes I'm stunned a little bit. That's not even the one that stuns me. This morning I woke up. I was sitting on my toilet combing through my usual Twitter, comments. Mm-hmm. And this morning I woke up to comments about, and it's actually taken fire, somebody was responding to my comment because somebody reported Tua's Tannehill 2.0, you know, because clearly, you know, he can't win a big game, blah, 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 blah. And I said Tannehill and Tua shouldn't even be in the same conversation. I do believe that because they're not even the same caliber of quarterback.
I never think of Tannehill when I think of Tua. I mean, maybe it's because their games are so different, but like
they're not even in the same conversation.
Yeah, I think Tua's a better passer. Clearly,
Tua's a far superior.
Tannehill's obviously a better athlete, no question.
Right? Okay.
Tannehill was a college wide receiver. He's a better athlete, but. Yeah, man, it was just that was some of the stuff you get on Twitter is strange. Someone says, please, no more Tuas. Yeah, I agree.
And then the response to that I woke up this morning and saw on the John was spot on. Tannehill proved he can beat a superior team and QB in the playoffs. Baltimore, Jackson, Lamar Jackson, New England, Tom Brady. Tua wishes he'll win one playoff game in his career. Tannehill over Tua.
Did Tannehill beat Brady in a playoff game?
Yeah, I believe he did. Yeah. I mean, remember, Tannehill took his team to the AFC Championship game.
With the Dolphins?
No. Tennessee.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't remember him ever beating Brady in the playoffs here with the Dolphins. Did I miss something?
Tannehill never played in a playoff game with the Miami Dolphins.
They had a very good team in Tennessee that first year he got there. And a big part of that, obviously, was his running back.
He was also the number one rated passer in the NFL that season.
That's fine.
No. Don't poo-poo it. It happened. It did happen.
Tannehill's better. I'm not going to have the Tannehill versus Tua debate today. The debate that we are going to have as we get close to our first break here, somebody brought this up yesterday, and then a couple people were fighting on my Twitter account yesterday that I noticed. And
people fighting on your Twitter account?
They were. Sometimes I get in the crossfire.
I enjoy those too, by the way. I enjoy.
I do.
Sometimes. I'm like mentioning them, and then they'll be going 10... You know, 10 rounds strong.
I sit back and watch.
You sit back and watch?
I never get involved. I never get involved because I just don't want to fight with people outside of the usual work hours here.
When you spar for a living, you generally don't like to get in the ring. Yes.
Find a little peace in my life. And I you know, talk, you know, debate sports all day with my buddies on the text chat and everything. But they started going back and forth, like Dak top 10, is Tua top 10, top 10, top 10. And I'm like, all right, you know, because I said yesterday I didn't think Dak was in the top 10, and I might have been wrong on that. So, you know what I did yesterday? I texted you. I spent some time coming up with my top 10 quarterback list.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a whole hell of a lot tougher than I thought it was going to be. It was not easy to come up with a top 10 QB list. I have one. We will get to it at some point today during the show. We got a lot to get to, guys. This will be a fun one today. The Heat play tonight in a big play-in game against the Philadelphia 76ers. Jimmy Butler, not a huge fan of that club. I expect big things from old playoff Jimmy tonight. So
40?
We
putting up 40?
See. As long as he puts up 24 points, we're in business.
Yeah, you gambling addict.
All we need is 24 from old Jimmy tonight.
That's an odd number.
Oh, we got that number locked in, man. I said yesterday, like, they had him at 23.5. He's still at 23.5. I would not take any of my betting advice because we usually do very poorly.
Fade.
But, you know, do as you will. But Jimmy at 23.5 points, I got to think he's been saving himself for this game.
You hope, or maybe there's nothing left.
Why would you say that this morning?
Because I'm wondering
it. Cuban coffee's kicking in. Why would you put that out there? Because
I'm wondering it. We've been waiting for playoff Jimmy all year, right?
All right, Omar. If he doesn't get to 24 tonight, you're going to have to help bang out my mortgage this month. So, all right.
You know it's not your mortgage. You know it's that homeowners association fee.
Yeah, that thing sucks too. we got Chris Greer spoke yesterday, so we'll hear from him. We got some stuff from Spo that we can play for you during the show as well. So a lot of stuff to get to. This is the absolute best time of the year here for every sport outside of football, except you do have the draft coming up next week. But this is for our NBA fans, for our NHL fans in town. This is a great time of year. So a lot of stuff to talk about here today. And, man, the Tua techs are coming in early here, Omar. We will
welcome up, hit the hornet's
nest. Yeah, give us your opinion, man, whatever you got. negative, not negative, positive, you know, you dislike us, whatever it is you want to say.
No, let keep it, the let dislike us to yourself.
No, let it fly in the text line. The text line is the venting. It's 4 hours of a free-for-all on there. So
if you want to tell me how buff Devon Achane is, that's what they want to do.
Did he hit the gym or something in the offseason?
They say so. There's a picture that they showed of him, you know, photographed, nice. You know, a nice photograph from the floor up, and
okay.
And he looks like, you know, he looks like he's built. He looks like he's muscular. My point to people were, he was always muscular, folks.
Beautiful.
But you know, Dolphin fans, they need to see what they need to see in the offseason.
It works, man. Whatever works for you. We'll hear from Chris Greer. The Marlins won last night, too, so a lot of stuff going on.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Beasley's question about Jalen Phillips. You made a decision on the fifth-year option for him, particularly with his injury, and I guess Waddle as well.
We're getting to that point, but you know, I would say we'll end up picking it up on him. I'm comfortable saying it. There's no reason for me to sit here and lie to you guys and hide it, but yes.
That's on both?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Dolphins GM Chris Greer, who spoke yesterday. Is there a player in the history of South Florida sports that is easier to root for than Jalen Phillips? I mean, man, we will I'll be rooting for that guy to make a comeback, man.
History of sports.
I was
South Florida
throwing
sports.
That out there, but you don't have to answer. That was more of a like.
But it was a question that you asked me. I'm trying to think if there's a guy in the history of South Florida sports that's easier to root for. D. Wade. But
But Jalen Phillips, you're rooting for. I mean, the guy's having the game of his life.
Yes,
right?
He was
the New
on
York
fire
Jets, against the Jets, and that damn Achilles thing, man. We have seen a million Achilles injuries. It seems like throughout not just you know football, but just in sports in general lately. I don't know what the deal is with the Achilles. If we're not drinking enough milk anymore or something, but. That thing has been an issue. How about what happened to Dre Greenlaw in the Super Bowl? Guy's not even on the field. He's running onto the field, and his Achilles pops. That was one of the more bizarre injuries we've seen. But man, it'll be nice to see Jalen Phillips get back. Do you believe that he can be the same player that he was pre-injury?
Yeah, because Cameron Wake was the same player that he was before the same Achilles injury. He suffered a month ahead of Jalen Phillips, and he was back on the field and for the regular season. If I remember correctly, he was like on a snap count early in the season, but he had one of his better seasons, was a comeback player of the year candidate. And I firmly expect Jalen Phillips to be a comeback player of the year candidate. Here's the thing that Dolphin fans probably don't see, and this goes into the Devon Achane situation. You don't see these guys generally with their clothes off, and I know that sounds a little weird.
No, that's actually not that weird because I know what you're saying, and it sounded really weird, but I remember because I was going to ask you about Cam Wake, and
Yeah.
I was covering the team when Cam Wake was here. I was the station reporter, so they would send me out to Dolphins camp. And
you'd
I
be chilling in the locker room.
All
yeah.
the LeBron
which is
games,
where we
which
bonded,
I
believe.
Like. We did bond in there, but you didn't make it to all those LeBron games. That was unfortunate for you. But I got to tell you, man, out of all the guys I have seen in just standing there in only those compression shorts, outside of LeBron, Cam Wake, man, that was a body. That was a sports body.
No. And yeah, I mean, remember that was a Bally's body. Because remember, before he became an NFL player, he worked at Bally's.
Yeah, I don't know where that thing was made, but he was just a house of bricks.
Yes.
That guy.
But,
oh, my God. And his shoulders?
Yeah. But you know what? Jalen Phillips is built even better. I think Jalen Phillips, outside of LeBron, and I think LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron's got everyone beat, man.
Yeah. Outside of LeBron. And LeBron's gotten skinnier, by the way.
He has gotten skinnier, I think, over the years. But he, you know, when he was down here in Miami, you just saw the way that he was built. And it's not that he was just pure muscle, but LeBron's also, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
When you stand next to him, he is a big, big man. And, you know, I don't know, I put him in that Cam Wake category. But so Jalen Phillips, you do think, has the potential to be the player that he was, because that will be huge for the Dolphins.
Absolutely. Just because of how hard he works. I mean, this guy, last year, I remember looking at him, because, you know, when you cover athletes for 20 years, like, and this is a bar trick that I can do, so keep in mind, I can size anybody up, and I can tell you probably within 5 pounds, I can tell you your height and your weight, because I just do this for a living, and I can also tell a woman her bra size, which is something I've used
that's
since
an interesting skill.
Yeah, it's a very it's a God-given skill.
Okay.
That I've used in bars.
So you think you could tell people their height and their weight?
Yes, and don't forget the bra size.
All right, I was going to ask you to tell me mine, but not my bra size. Although that'd be a little insulting at this time.
But yeah.
I don't think you could get mine. But
well, it's harder with you because you usually wear sweatpants and baggy clothing.
Because I'm not wearing compression.
No. It's not.
All right, I'll come in full Under Armour tomorrow. Okay.
I'll wear, sure.
Yeah. My workout clothes.
Your usual wardrobe, you've got the Adam Sandler chic going on where it's like it's a sweatshirt and
yeah, I like to dress like my hero. Yes.
And 20,000 in 2,000 baggy shorts down to the knees. So it's kind of hard to figure you out. but yeah, it's I can generally tell people, like, I can look, and the point is, I remember looking at Jalen Phillips last year. I think it was in training camp, and I was just like, "Are you under 10% body fat?" Because once you're a professional athlete, you know, like 13, 14 is tremendously good. They start to say under 10 or in the 8 realm, your body is prone to cramping. So you try to stay like around 10, and that's just elite. That's
was
like
Cam Wake, like 2% body.
No,
fat.
Cam Wake was usually under 10% body fat.
I took notice. I know that he's not the first person to be a health freak. Cam Wake.
He was
the first person that I took notice of that, you know, didn't drink and only ate clean food and all that stuff and was really big on that.
Yeah.
And he was like the first guy I noticed doing it. Now I know that it's more widespread, you know, throughout. I know players are taking much better care of themselves than they ever were, especially like you talk about back in Joe's day. And he tells you all the crazy
stories. They'd smoke
at
halftime.
Yeah, they'd be pounding
smoking,
beers
beer.
On the plane at home. And I'm like, I don't know what the percentage is of guys that don't drink in the NFL.
Very small.
But I don't know, man. I think you'd probably be surprised. At least during the season, I guess you'd, you know.
You might be right.
I think a lot of them smoke weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and weed is.
You think a lot of them smoke
completely.
Weed?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of them.
But that's different. I mean, the alcohol stuff obviously takes its toll on the body.
Yes, it does. Yeah,
drinking,
no, you're right.
And you know, all of us can attest to that, right?
I can't drink.
Drinking takes its toll on the body.
I've had these conversations with you. I can't drink anymore, even though I
know you've mentioned that to me. I went to the Orange Bowl Food and Wine Festival on Saturday.
Do tell.
They had an open bar, so I got after that, to say the least. But that was an interesting combination.
Orange Bowl
of,
Food and Wine? No invite?
I'm a big food and wine guy. I don't drink wine, but so I'm more of a big food guy. But they did have an open bar. Yeah, it was a tough combination, you know, of all you can eat and all you can drink. And I felt it the next day, certainly. But, Yeah, there you go. More from Chris Greer, by the way. We're going to hear more from Chris as we move through the show today. Perk's going to join us, right?
Perk's absolutely, in the 8 o'clock hour. Chris Perk. He's had some controversial takes.
Has he?
Oh, recently. Yeah, he wrote a column basically, do not sign Tua to a multi-year extension,
yeah,
which we all know is going to happen.
Also, do not give him superstar money.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that.
Here's my thing about
Tua. Saying, that was the article.
I have my thoughts on this Tua contract situation. I want to get to those when we get back here. I'm going to give this to you. I've said this with Joe. I'm curious what you think.
Well, I think we've all seen it. I think from everywhere, from defensive tackles to wide receivers, obviously the quarterback position. So I think it's become more of a legal, whoever your good players are going to be pushing, to get that amount of money. And I think it's exciting for the players. And, I think the one thing that it shows is that teams will do that and take care of people. And it's just with the salary cap league, it makes, this was to me, in just my opinion, it was like an unprecedented year of change for rosters throughout the offseason. I hadn't really seen a year like that in a long time where, people were forced to make changes, but it's exciting. I think it's good for the players that they can get, now it's not just the quarterbacks or left tackles or someone, I think being able to spread it out and helping the team for the players that work hard and make this game great. I think it's exciting for the NFL, and I think that's why people love the NFL.
We do love the NFL, Chris Greer.
I heard
manager of the Dolphins.
I heard those comments yesterday, and we in fact, all the media contingent, we got together and we went to the Miller Ale House to send off our cohort Daniel, who is taking an ESPN job covering the Cleveland Browns, leaving the Miami.
Browns, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I like Cleveland. I think Cleveland gets a bad rap. Don't do that.
The city or the team?
Both. The team actually won a playoff. The team actually went to the playoffs.
I don't know that there's much of a debate that Miami's a better place to live than Cleveland, Ohio.
There isn't.
So
there isn't a debate.
That's one thing. And I think that team stinks. And you talk about, we talked earlier, Jalen Phillips, easy to root for. Cleveland is incredibly easy to root against because of that quarterback they have over there.
Oh, I forgot about that. I forgot about
you. Not a huge fan of that dude.
Could have easily been your quarterback.
Yeah, well, he stinks. So it's actually kind of funny the how that has all worked out over there.
But
they gave that guy an entirely guaranteed contract.
Yeah, supposedly.
Which brings us back to our guy here. And someone texted in earlier, don't give him Joe Burrow money, whatever. And it's like, no, you kind of do. Because here's the thing,
no,
right?
No, you don't.
Here's the thing, Omar.
No, you don't.
Either the Dolphins think Tua is Joe Burrow or is one of those guys that, is a top-tier quarterback that can get you to where you want to go and you want him to be your long-term solution at that position. Or
mm-hmm.
you don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's why,
Joe Burrow actually took a team to the Super Bowl, right?
I know, but that's why we get a text in here. Someone says, is it crazy to hope and pray for a 2-year, $90 million fully guaranteed contract for Tua? Seems like
two-year,
pays the man and protects
$90 million?
The team to an extent. The team is not going into this. Now, I will say, Omar, Chris Greer is not going into this thinking that, Tua's a stopgap here for us,
no.
or whatever. They think Tua is the guy, do they not?
In fact, Chris Greer basically flat out says that, asked about drafting a quarterback. He's like, drafting a quarterback in the first round? No, not a chance. We're not even looking. We're not even considering that.
That was obvious. I would hope that was obvious.
I don't think it should be that obvious.
Whether you think they should or shouldn't, it is an incredible waste of a pick to take a quarterback in the first round if you're the Dolphins. It's just not the right move right now.
Boy, you're just hitting the hornet's nest here because I totally fundamentally disagree with you.
You want to rebuild, you rebuild, okay?
I'm not –
You don't sign Tua to a 4 or 5 year extension
okay.
worth a fortune and start going out and taking swings at quarterbacks in the first round. If you give a guy that kind of contract –
Have you done the contract,
now,
though? Have you done the contract?
No, I want to tell you this. This is just talking in logical
terms. Have you done the contract?
This is not my personal opinion of what they should do with Tua.
Mm-hmm.
I let him play out this year if he's not willing to sign whatever you offer him.
Exactly.
And that, to me, the other point on this is if I were Tua, and I've said this a million times, if I were Tua, I would find out what the best offer is that they're willing to give me, and I'd sign. I would not play.
And that's how people generally do business.
I would
right?
not
that's
sign
good business.
On the fifth-year option. Now, look.
You'd be not playing on the fifth-year option is what you're saying.
I wouldn't play on it. Like, maybe they don't give him what he wants, right? Maybe he's asking for too much, and, mm-hmm. and they don't think he's worth that.
That's generally how negotiations go, which is why a deal probably hasn't been done yet.
Yes.
Because I'm sure they've exchanged
but
offers.
But if I were Tua, I would sign something, man. I wouldn't bet on myself going into because here's the thing, and Florio brought this up. I feel like
why wouldn't
said this
you
too,
bet on yourself?
Because I don't know, and you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what the market for Tua would be if he were to hit free agency.
Correct. It's not going to be good.
Let's say Tua has another season like he did this year.
Correct.
Which
yes.
I don't know if Tua's hit his ceiling yet, Omar. I really don't.
I think it's very unhealthy for people to assume a guy who's in his fourth year as an NFL starter, who's had relative success the last 2 years, has I hate when people say that, has reached his ceiling, has maxed out. Tua hasn't even come close to maxing out what he's able to accomplish. Last year was his first year in the same offense since high school. Like, give him some time. Give him some ability.
All I'm saying is I don't know that Tua is going to take a dramatic step forward. I don't know that. Maybe he does.
No, nobody
That'd
does.
Be great. Maybe he does. That'd be lovely.
His work ethic
does.
Shows
I hope
he will.
He does. Yeah, he works his ass off. But I just don't know how much better he's going to get. So with that being said, if he has another season like he did this year, what would the free agent market say he doesn't sign?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and say they don't tag
out,
him. Yes.
Says, I'm going to bet on myself.
Yes.
And I'm going to go out there. I'm going to try to get the biggest contract in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants to do.
No. You mean what would the market?
He clearly goes, I want Mahomes money. I'm going to play this thing out. I'm going to have another really good season. And
yes.
I'm going to
He's going to do what a Kirk Cousins did.
Yes. Is the market there for Tua with, so let's look. No Mike McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
No Tyreek and Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
Does some team think that he's good enough?
And he's probably
going to
be limited by the weather.
For the next 5 years. Oh, weather.
Weather location.
That's whatever.
He's probably a dome quarterback, if we're going to be honest about it.
So let's say it's
warm weather dome
quarterback. Let's say no cold weather teams want to take a stab. What is the market for Tua if he were a free agent?
I think it's Kirk Cousins-esque. I think it's about $45 million, which is basically what I would be offering him if I were the Miami Dolphins. And
is he going to accept that?
I think he should, because $45 million, or let's put it together, $120 in guaranteed money is a lot better than $23 million in guaranteed money, which is what he's sitting on right now.
Mm-hmm.
If I say and understand that no matter what he gets, whether it's on the low end or the high end, he's going to be the highest paid player in Dolphins franchise history, and he's going to make drastically more than all of his teammates. Because Tyreek is the highest paid player on the team at $24 million a year. And I know everybody's going to say, but Tyreek makes $30 million a year. No, he does not. He averages $30 million a year because his 2026 salary balloons up to $45 million just to bring up his average, but he will never, ever see that year on his contract. The Dolphins will not ever pay Tyreek $45 million. He will be released or traded by then, or the contract will be restructured. Tyreek is one of the highest paid receivers in the NFL at $24 million a year. But Tua will conservatively, if he just says, I'm going to accept a cheap deal just because I want to get it over with, make $40 million
a year. What I would want to know, and I'd like to sit Chris Greer down and have an honest conversation, not the stuff that he says at the podium.
Oh, Chris Greer is a very honest man, so I disagree with you, I'm insulted by your statement.
I want to know, where does he really think Tua lands as far as the quarterback ranking? Because if you thought Tua was a top five quarterback, wouldn't you just give him whatever the heck he wanted?
But he's not a top five quarterback. But
does Chris Greer think that he is what I'm saying? That's my thing here. Like,
Chris Greer thinks he's a quarterback who's trending up, who's getting better, who works hard, who's a good leader, and has led us to success the last two seasons.
That has nothing to do with anything.
But that gets to the top five. Why is the standard like Tua has to be a top five quarterback? Since when has that been the standard for the Miami Dolphins fans who's been in quarterback Siberia for the last two decades?
Yeah, but if you're going to pay him like a top five quarterback.
I didn't say pay him like a top five quarterback.
If you're saying the standard, then that would be the standard. If he's going to get top five quarterback money, he should be a top five quarterback.
Who says he's going to get top five quarterback money?
I'm saying that's the standard for paying him a top five salary.
I wasn't paying him a top five salary quarterback.
There is no standard for what you pay him. You just pay him what he's worth.
I pay him a top 10 salary, but I'm not paying him a top five salary.
I think we're just nitpicking here. And again, like, either you think Tua can get you to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl, or you don't. That to me is what it boils down
okay,
to.
Okay, let's name some quarterbacks, okay?
And we will do that in the next hour. We're going to do our top 10 list. I actually spent a lot of time yesterday working on my top 10 quarterback list. It's not perfect, but I tried.
Were you sitting in a room just by yourself
focusing, man.
Or were you doing other things?
I realized how hard it is. And I also realized doing this that there are like one or two quarterbacks you throw in that like elite category that we always talk about. It's Mahomes and it's like maybe Josh Allen.
And what about Lamar? What about the MVP? Two-time MVP? You just ignore him? You act like he didn't just...
Is he elite?
Yeah, he's elite. He's the MVP of the league, a two-time MVP.
Okay.
That doesn't make you elite?
Okay. I mean, again...
Yes, he's not taking his team to the Super Bowl, but he's still...
I don't know where you stand on winning big games, but, you know, that to me is kind of important in this conversation. But we do have to go to a break. We have the 7 o'clock hour coming up. Perk is going to join us on the show as well. A lot of stuff to get to. We'll hear more from Chris Greer. We got the Heat playing tonight. The play-in tournament started yesterday.
Trauma. Trauma's coming.
A lot of fun out there last night watching LeBron and the Pelicans.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.